Chapter 9. Three Long Days and Nights. Tom returned to Becky quickly. He told her about Injun Joe, but not about the treasure.
"He mustn't see us,"
Tom said.
"He's a dangerous man."
They sat on the floor and were very quiet. Injun Joe didn't return, and soon they went to sleep. The next day was Sunday, and Becky's mother met Susan Harper's mother in church. "Did Becky and Susan have fun last night?" asked Mrs. Thatcher. "Becky?" Mrs. Harper replied. "Becky wasn't at my house. Susan returned from the picnic alone." Mrs. Thatcher was shocked. "So where's Becky?" she asked. At that moment, Aunt Polly appeared.
"Where's Tom?"
she asked, very worried.
"He didn't come home last night."
Finally, they understood. "Maybe Becky and Tom got lost in the cave," Mrs. Thatcher suggested. The townspeople organized a search party and went to the cave immediately. Mr. Thatcher and the searchers walked around the cave, but it was very big, and they didn't find the children, only Becky's hair ribbon. After a few hours, they returned home. The next day, new searchers came. Tom and Becky were in the cave for three long days and nights. They were very tired, frightened, and hungry. On the third day, they explored a new area of the cave, and suddenly, they saw daylight at the end of the passage. Exhausted but desperate, they walked in the direction of the light. There was a small hole near the ground, just big enough for them to climb out. Finally, they could leave the cave. They came out into the bright sunshine and started to shout,
"We're out! We're alive!
Help us!"